Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We're doing it live.
And we have a great, I do mean great, 3 hours in store for you.
Not
so
true.
Whatever you do in your lifetime, keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, don't touch that dial and you won't be sorry. We got a fantastic show. A lot of NBA action. Obviously, we're in the heat of the playoffs, the second round underway. A lot of storylines to get to, and we will do just that. And we got a special celebrity corner coming up, too. A guy that's going to be in one of the, you know, most anticipated movies of the year. So that'll be a lot of fun. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? And yesterday, you know, not bad. Good thing. But we didn't get to say congratulations, Mazel Tov, to Joe Dumars, who got the big job at the NBA, Chris.
Yes. Yeah, I texted Joe.
Right?
Congratulations.
Yeah, VP of Basketball Operations.
That's good a nice hire. Job.
Great yeah. hire.
He's done everything in the league, been around forever.
Yep. Been
happy
at every
for
level.
Yep.
Very good for him.
And still, Chris, I think it's still one of the craziest. You know, we talk about first person to do whatever. First black, was it first former black player to, you know, win a championship
so
as a GM?
Formerly black?
No. I meant to be
first
former player.
Player to win a championship as a GM?
Yep.
I don't know.
Black.
Because Wayne Embry won a championship with Milwaukee. Was Wayne Embry still with Milwaukee?
Was he the GM?
When they won the champ? Yeah, he was the GM. I'm trying to think, was he with them when they won the championship in 72 with Oscar and Kareem?
He was a GM in 72? Yeah, I'll take
He was the first black GM in, I think, in pro sports. I don't know if he was still, maybe wasn't with the team at that point.
Yeah.
But I'd have to, here it is. I'm looking it up. Wayne Embry, 72. April 72, looks like he, maybe that's when he became their GM. Yeah. March 1972 to April 77. So they would have won the championship in, 72. He didn't really put that team together, but yeah, he would have been technically the GM when they won the championship.
Okay, here it is, Kristen. Yeah. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do about it. It says here, with the win, Dumars became the first African-American executive to lead a team to an NBA championship.
No, you're right, because the Bucks won it in 71.
Okay, so I thought I was right.
So not 72, right. Okay.
Yeah, Joe D has that distinction, which is crazy. I'm saying he's a player that we covered, you know what I mean, not a million years old, but that was Joe D when that Pistons team won in 2004. Okay.
That was well done, too. You know, that's only, Rob, the second team since 1979, so what is that? 40, almost 45 years. They're only the second team to win the championship without like that true superstar.
And the other part, Chris, that
and a lot of those guys, as you know, Rob, were like castoffs,
right? And Joe made a trade for those guys. He traded for Ben Wallace. Right. He traded for Rip Hamilton. He traded for Rasheed Wallace, and he drafted Tayshaun Prince. His fingerprints.
And he signed Chauncey Billups as a free agent when Chauncey was viewed as a bust. And
he had been on six teams, right? Yep. So when you look at like the construction of the team, he has his hands all over it.
Right. That was really a team that he built, no doubt about it. So, all right, congratulations, Joe Dumars. All right, we got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the two, super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, Monsi Bolaños. I said it. I know I said it right, unless you're going to come on and correct me. But I think it was flowing. Monsi Bolaños.
She's frowning, saying, my goodness gracious. I thought he was a broadcast.
We'll see. But anyway, Rob, let's get into this. And last night, big game, obviously game one, Philadelphia, Miami. Joel Embiid out game one, out game two as well coming up. And a lot of people were wondering, okay, can James Harden step up? Because the James Harden we used to watch in Houston, the James Harden that Daryl Morey and some others called one of the greatest offensive scorers and players in the history of the NBA, that James Harden would have put a 30-piece on Miami and given Philadelphia a good chance to win. Last night, Rob, not so much. James Harden on a game when Joel Embiid and his 30 points per were out, delivered 16 points and 5 assists. He did get 9 rebounds, but he also had 5 turnovers and shot 5 for 13 from the floor, Rob. And Rob, over the last 20 minutes of game action, James Harden scored and or assisted on exactly one basket. And here's what I got to say about this situation with James Harden. James, your foolishness caught up with you. Your foolishness has caught up with you. And I'm not talking about anything off the court, however he lives his life. That's his job. That's his prerogative. Do what he wants. I'm talking about the way he forced his way off of two teams. And none of us are mad about Houston. They were a bad team. They were heading in the other direction. Okay. We can, you know, we can let that go, right? But Brooklyn, I mean,
he left premature, Chris.
Yes.
Because
what else did you want?
It would be different if they were whole and they didn't win or something. You know what I mean? Like they what do we look at the record? What are they, 16-3 or something? They only played 19 games together.
Well, look, he clearly thought when Kyrie came back, you know, was allowed to start playing again, that Kyrie was going to get a taste of it. And who knows, maybe Kyrie gave him some reason to think that. But he thought Kyrie was going to get a taste of it and want us to play, right? Basically get the vaccination. Or that they were going to change the rule. But you could see, Rob, oh, those first few games with Kyrie back, Harden was excited. Remember, he was like, I'm going to give him the shot myself. Like, he was clearly eager.
He was
and
in.
Then, yes, yep. He was in. And when it became clear that Kyrie was not going to get vaccinated and the rule wasn't going to change the law, that's when Harden gave up. And my thing is, Rob, that was just bad basketball character. Because, Rob, okay, I get it. You're upset. You're not going to have one of the best players in the league running by your side, a great two guard to your point guard. Great, I get it. But, Rob, you still had Kevin Durant. And
right.
Harden, like, you were still in a great situation. And I said it, Rob, when he started pouting and he started tanking so he could force his way to Philadelphia. I said, James, if you go to Philly, you are going to have to step up and face your demons in those big moments. Because you are going to have to be the or a go-to guy.
Period.
Embiid has, he's younger. He hasn't really delivered in the clutch himself. He doesn't really know how to win. You've been further than him in the playoffs. You need to be that guy. And in Brooklyn, Rob, he didn't, because you got Durant and, you know, obviously Kyrie was able to play eventually and you would have had Kyrie. Two clutch guys. You could have just run the offense, been the playmaker and the third option. But no, you had to leave, and now you are under the microscope because you can't deliver like you once could, and you're catching heat. You and your coach, Doc Rivers, you probably don't like it, but it's because you left, as Rob said, prematurely.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. He didn't give it a chance, and now he's in a situation, Chris, and he might get cashed out in Philly, but his limitations are starting to show every day.
Yep.
And they need more from him. Remember, when they made the trade and all the other stuff, the Nets have three players and Philly has two, ultimately. You know what I mean? Big-time players.
Stars, right.
Stars. So that, you know, it's an uphill battle. And then you got Milwaukee in a division and you got some other teams. Like you put yourself in a tougher spot where you're needed for more than what would have been the situation in Brooklyn. And we saw when he first showed up, Chris, and he was distributing the ball and picking his spots and having a big night every so often, not every night. He didn't have to do that. And it's changed. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you don't want to bury anybody or say, like, they're not the same or things. But it's hard to keep looking night after night and 5-for-13 and 5-for-16. And, you know, and the points and not feeling like at one time this guy was just a monster out there.
Right.
You don't feel. Maybe he, James Harden went from a monster to the cookie monster because, Chris, he ain't scaring nobody.
Not bad. Not bad. Shocked you didn't get a response.
I know
from,
now Alex
the
is sleeping at the switch.
Everything's not funny.
I liked it. Cookie I mean, it was monster, corny though. Funny. It was corny funny. Like
I think Chris's
Rob
standards
is corny
are lower.
Funny.
I told
and
you.
And I think you understand, Rob. That's a compliment. You understand that, right? When I say you're corny funny,
I got dad jokes. I got
way,
dad
dude.
Jokes with no
go.
Kids. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'll give you that
there
one.
There you go.
Okay.
But Rob, look. I know people think, oh, you see LeBron James in his 20th year, 19th year, giving you 20 points per game. You see all these players, seems like they're playing longer. But everybody doesn't do that. Heck, there were guys back in the day, Rob John Stockton, Karl Malone, Jason Kidd, Kevin Garnett, long, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, long, extensive, 18, 19, 20-year careers. And then there were other guys, and this is no slight on them. I mean, Magic obviously, you know, caught HIV, and that was his situation. But Magic, Bird, Isaiah Thomas, Allen Iverson, you know, the other guys that were great, right, that worked hard and that only had shorter careers. Those four guys I mentioned, Isaiah, Magic, Bird, they all played 13 years. Iverson played 14 years. I bring that up, Rob, because of this.
Those are full careers.
James Harden is in his 13th year. James Harden has played more regular season games than Magic, than Bird, than Iverson. Only one who played more, and it was only a few more, handful more, about 30 more, was Isaiah Thomas. And so James Harden has had a full career. I do believe he's slowed down. He can't beat guys off the dribble consistently like he used to. He doesn't have that same burst. He can't create the same space that he could just a year or two ago. So I do think Father Time is grabbing him on the shoulder. And I also think, Rob, he's not in that Mike D'Antoni offense. That Mike D'Antoni offense that boosts your stats. It did it for Steve Nash. It did it for James Harden. Rob, he never averaged 30 points a game in any other offense. He was still great with Kevin McHale as his coach, but he only averaged 30 or more, became this prolific scorer when he had Mike D'Antoni's system, which was all based around and based for him. Heck, Jeremy Lin, Rob, when did Lin's sanity happen?
Yep. Mike D'Antoni. And you know what? And then 2 weeks later, all of his stuff at Modell's was 75% off.
Yeah, it didn't last long. But it was about 2 months.
No, I was.
And if Carmelo hadn't been there, it might have gone longer. Carmelo was like, yo, I'm the star. What's up? And he wasn't buying into that system. But Ray Felton, others played exceptionally well under Mike D'Antoni's system. And James Harden is not in that system. And Rob, the rumors are that's if Doc Rivers is out, that is who Daryl Morey will look to bring in. But I don't know how that's going to sit with Joel Embiid.
Right.
D'Antoni has no use for centers. Didn't have much use for Dwight Howard. Didn't have much use for Clint Capella. Shoot. So that's my I think he has slowed down, Rob. He's not the same player. But that would have been enough in Brooklyn, I think. But he was just impatient, and it caught up to him. He left too early. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Quick update, Rob. Boston, I think a must-win, up 15-3 on Milwaukee. It's early. We've seen a lot of games,
but definitely
like this.
they need to do something tonight because
18-3, yeah. And they're without Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
So all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. James Harden, do you feel for him? Any sympathy, or do you say, look, dude, you made this bad because you tanked and you quit on Brooklyn. And now you got to deal with it. Just your thoughts on James Harden's struggles of late in Philadelphia. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Sultry sounds of our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Getting the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Weigh in on our man, James Harden in Philly.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Courtney. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Odd Couple.
What's up?
First time, long time listener. I've been listening to you guys forever.
Are you serious?
You guys. Oh, man, you guys are the best. You guys, by far, the best show.
Wow. Thank you, man.
Man, you guys are the best. I've been following you guys since Cold Pizza back on the other network, man.
Yes.
I love you guys.
I know.
Love
Chris
you
and,
guys.
Chris
man.
And I might be the only two people who have been on and skipped all three shows.
Oh,
all three
man.
Debate shows. Cold yep. Pizza, Undisputed, man. And First Take. Yep.
You yep. guys are the best, man. You guys help me get through the work day. I listen to you guys, man, usually on podcast the next day. So
appreciate
you guys,
it.
Man, are the best. But I just want to say on James Harden, I have no sympathy for him. And you get what you sow. I mean, he's been trying to force himself out of, you know, Houston, and then he goes to Philadelphia. He don't like it there, so then he wants to force himself out of there. You know, and if it's me, I wouldn't want to play with him. Like, he's just not my type of point guard. You know, I don't want to stand in the corner and wait until a guy dribbles the ball out of the air and then pass it to me with, you know, 5 seconds left to shoot the ball. You know, I hope Philadelphia, you know, thinks about not giving him the long contract. I feel sorry for Embiid, but I think they could do better long term. I think if they give him that money, that's going to end up hurting them in the long haul. And I
yeah.
think,
But you know what, Courtney? Yeah, I think you're right, but they might not have a choice. You know what I mean?
You're right. I wouldn't give him 5 years. I'd max him.
I hear you, Chris.
You know, a couple years.
But they're going to have to give him some money. League is set up.
I agree
up.
With that. But I don't. Yeah. You're not going to have to give him 4 or 5 years. You right. really? Because I don't know who else will do that either. So
I'm sorry. Busy in NorCal. I'm sorry. Because you know what? Rob G texted me too, and I was looking for that, but he's not texting me to call. Sorry.
I think he misremembers.
Yes. Busy, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's good, guys? Broussard and Parkin. Hey,
yes.
I've been following you guys, you know, like this other guy just mentioned, you know, ESPN days. I look at you every morning on First Things First, Chris. So I just thought this is the first time I've called a sports show ever. So
wow.
So I just thought I'd call in. And I had a couple of topics that I wanted to speak about.
Well, you
about.
Got one. We appreciate it, but you got to stay to the heart and time.
Yeah. Are you talking about okay. James Harden? Give us your take on that.
Okay. Well, can I mix Embiid in with that?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's Philadelphia. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. That's cool because the James Harden situation, I see everybody's, you know, teeing off on James Harden in regards to him as a player. We celebrated him in regards to his game and everything he's done for the NBA. You know, you talk about isolation basketball, different style. I've watched James Harden play the Sacramento Kings, you know, when he was with Houston, you know, probably 3 consecutive years in a row. And he just has an amazing offensive game to where he's unguardable. Now, I really think James Harden has an issue with his hamstring. I really think he's hurt.
The worst hamstring injury in the history of professional sports.
Well, yeah,
how long in the world is a hamstring going to hinder him?
And it's been there for a while. But what?
It's a year.
Yeah.
Devin Booker just came. I know there's different grades of injury, but Devin Booker missed two games, 3 games.
Yep. Hey,
come on,
let's squeeze one more in. Dennis in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dennis?
Yeah, hi guys. Love both of you. Like what I said before, you
appreciate
and
it.
Both of you are everything that KD and Kyrie aren't. As far as chemistry is concerned, that's it. As far as chemistry is concerned, you've got it. So
thank
I appreciate
you,
it. But you all deserve it. Now, what I'm trying to drive with Harden is this. Chris pointed out earlier that you know we don't really dwell with his personal life. You know that's his own prerogative. But I seriously think. You know, because when he went to the Sixers, he is really trying to prove something, but he couldn't, and that's because his body is really not registering what his mind wants to do. It's because of his lifestyle.
It might have caught up with him. Yeah,
no doubt. That's definitely a possibility. All right, we got a Celebrity Corner coming up next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And it's time for Celebrity Corner.
Oh my God.
God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, our next guest is in the hot new film that'll hit theaters May 27th, Rob, Top Gun Maverick. Yes, he's starring in that. He's also, he'll play Fanboy, who's a new recruit at the Top Gun school, but he's also been in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Assassination, and The Gifted. We welcome in Danny Ramirez. Danny, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
Now, look, I'm gonna age myself, but although I'm the youngest host on this show.
Whatever, still, Chris.
That tells you about the other host. But I was a freshman in college. I remember going to see Top Gun as a freshman in college. And
I remember going up to the movie soon.
Wait,
to see that.
You were a freshman in college?
I was a freshman in college, man. And like I said,
I was negative 7 years old.
Negative seven.
I wasn't even born, bro.
Wow.
So when did you first see Top Gun?
I was a sophomore in college, so that was like 2013.
Oh, gosh. First of all, did you like it? And did it ever occur to you that you might actually play in that movie?
Bro, no, I saw it and I loved it. And I saw it really late because obviously college sophomore at that point, it didn't really affect my childhood. But when I saw it, I was like, I wish that there'd be a role or in a sequel one day. So when it finally came across and I saw the audition, I was like, oh, bro, I manifested this. Let's go.
Right.
And since then, it's been nonstop. So
Now, of course, one of my questions is, do you have to be 5 foot tall or less in order to play in Top Gun?
Oh, wow, bro. You offended Jay Ellis. Jay Ellis is like 6 foot five. And he's one of those things.
Is that in the original? Because Tom Cruise is pretty short, right?
Right. I'm saying to Tom
they look
Cruise
like giants
right.
in the movie, though.
No, we're tall. We're there. We're
how tall
there.
Are you?
How tall are you?
I once dunked a tennis ball, so I don't know if you're making fun of my height, but
well, you still haven't given us your height, though.
Yeah, what's your height?
I'm like 5'8", bro.
I knew it.
You got hops. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I used to have hops, but no. Jay played college ball. He's tall. Miles is pretty tall. Yeah, I don't know if height is a requirement necessarily.
How similar is the sequel to, is it more of a remake or a sequel?
It's a sequel. I'd say it gives a nod to the first one. It definitely, the first one is honestly, it's one of the most iconic films ever. So
right.
It gives a nod, but then it's also something new. And it's the fact that we're actually up there in the F-18s. That we shot this practically. There's no green screen. So really the way that kind of just takes it up a notch, just based on the technology we have available, makes it a beast of its own.
Wow. So you were in the planes.
Well, we were in the jets, yeah, 40-plus hours of flight time. Like 3 hours into my pilot's license, or three lessons of my pilot's license. Glenn Powell, he got his pilot's license. So we all became, aviation fanatics. Like when I started, bro, I had to take two glasses of wine and my Bose headphones to even take a commercial flight. So I was afraid of flying.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, not always, when people remake movies or reboot them and put, they did Charlie's Angels, they do a lot of movies like that. Sometimes they could be bad, but then sometimes they could hit on something for a new generation of people. Is that what you're hoping?
I absolutely am so certain that this is going to bridge that gap and bring forth a bunch of new fans of Top Gun, but also do it right. I mean, from the beginning, to make a sequel to something so iconic, there's just such a weight to it, and there's a responsibility. And I think right off the bat, the moment that we started seeing what we were doing and started seeing some of the dailies and some of those shots, I was like, we got something special on our hands. And so when the CinemaCon reviews came back, people were saying that Top Gun is my favorite film, but the sequel is twice as good.
Really?
So even hearing stuff. Yeah. People walked out of there crying, bro. Huh?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's awesome. Yeah, because Top Gun was a big movie. It really was. It was a
huge
big movie.
Yeah, I mean, I I wasn't around by the time it came out and saw the cultural influence, but I mean, walking around, you just see people wearing aviators and trying to do their best Tom Cruise impression. So I think the cultural impact I got to see my whole life.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, look, obviously we're a sports show. Are you a big sports fan?
Man, I'm a ride or die sports fan. Like I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan at heart. I was raised in Miami, so a lot of the 01 team, my third grade teacher used to be a cheerleader for, so they would come through the school and I'd see, I mean, Jeremy Shockey, Clinton Portis, Phillip Buchanan, you know, those coming in and out of the classroom. Frank Gore. So the OG, I mean, to me we're the OGs, but I mean they're the fifth national champion for the school, so but then I was born in Chicago, so I'm obviously a Bulls and Bears fan, Cubs fan.
Right. I imagine you were pulling for the Heat when they had LeBron and Wade and those guys.
No, I was actually because I'm a diehard Bulls fan, so I was pulling for D Rose, and at that point Jimmy Buckets was with us. So I was pretty upset when LeBron jumped over to the Heat because we just never made it past them.
Right.
And you said you're a Cubs fan, so you're one of the lucky ones. They went 100 and something years without winning. And for you to get a World Series, what was that like?
Oh, it was unreal, too, though, because knowing how much those stories that you hear of the 100-plus years waiting. Right. I mean, yo, I can't imagine sticking with a team like that. Like, that's true diehard.
No, that's crazy. Right. 100
is that diehard or just stupidity? I mean, real talk. Like, come on. Pick somebody that's going to win every now and then.
Like at least go to the White Sox, right, Chris? At some
right.
Point.
It's the same city.
But I'm not the biggest baseball guy, so I was when – and granted, this might sound sacrilegious, but I did have pride for the city when the White Sox won. I must say that. When the White Sox won, I was like,
I'm not mad at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, no
all
doubt.
Right, cool.
Do you have an athlete that you would love to play in a movie?
An athlete that I would love to play in a movie.
Yeah, or just any type of sports. Is there a sports type movie you'd love to play? Like,
I want a bio drama on the butt fumble, and I'll play Mark Sanchez.
Oh, there you go. The butt fumble.
That's pretty.
That's
funny.
A good one. I like
the
that.
Third act. It's a slow motion sequence of what everything out for that to happen. But no, there's a lot of athletes. I definitely would want to play Juan Pablo Montoya, who was a Formula One driver. In the early 2000s, up against Michael Schumacher. I'd more than anything, man, I'd love to meet a lot of that. Like, whenever I fanboy out about people, I think it's less about celebrities in my industry and more so about athletes, because it's just like what some athletes could do does seem magical and godlike.
Right.
But yeah, man.
All right, that's our man Danny Ramirez. Danny, thanks for
your
time, man.
We appreciate it, man. You had a lot of fun
with the movie. Yes, we enjoyed it, and come back because you're about to be a huge star after this.
Exactly.
Don't forget about the Odd Couple.
Yeah, no, I appreciate y'all having me, man. But go watch Top Gun Maverick May 27th. It's going to be the wildest movie y'all ever see. I promise you it's going to be your new favorite movie. Go Canes. Mario Cristobal is going to turn around this ship, and we're going to get on the right path. But thank y'all guys for having me.
All right. With May 27th, you heard him. Maverick, Top Gun. All right, thanks, Danny. It's the Odd Couple.
Bye.
Yep, Chris and Rob. And Rob, quickly before we go to break, I think he said the funniest thing we've heard on this show.
What was that?
When he said about the butt fumble.
Yes.
That was the funniest thing we've heard on this show.
That he wanted to do Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Wanted to be Mark Sanchez and perform the butt fumble. Is that what he said?
Well, yes. Yeah, do the movie on that. So I thought you'd be offended by that, but.
What?
All your jokes.
It's all right.
That was the funniest.
If you thought that was the funniest, come on. My Black Panther joke is by far the funniest thing we ever had on the air. And yes, it's original, and I wrote it, Chris Broussard.
It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, you are tuned into The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but just a matter of time. Be quiet, Chris. Don't say anything. All right. Hey, Chris, last night, I nailed all three of the games. One didn't cash out because we were 2 points off.
Look,
of
enough
Dallas.
Of the qualifiers.
No,
what
I'm
was your record?
2 out of 3, 2-1. And the
oh,
one
Rob
that I
G
lost.
Gave me a tease like you got destroyed.
No. 2 out of 3. And the one I lost okay. was Dallas. Remember I said Dallas will lose, Chris, but they'll cover the spread?
They came close,
they,
right?
They came
you
close. They were 2 points away. No, right. It was 8. And they lost by 7. So they needed 2 points to
– No, it was 6, right?
No, they lost by –
Because if they lost by 7 and it was 8, the spread was 8, they would have covered.
Yeah, but you – no. The spread was 6. You're right. Spread was right. 6 and they lost by 7.
No wonder you're not – Shekel City isn't any good. You don't know the rules.
No, I know. I just know they needed 2 more points in order for me to cover. I just don't have it in front of me. All right. Anyway, for Shekel City tonight, Chris, I have the Bucks as my best bet +5 at the Celtics, but it ain't looking good right now,
no,
right?
No, it's not. They're down 19, about to yes, be 20.
It's early. All right, I'm trying to make
it
myself
It ain't that
look
early.
How much time left?
4 minutes left in the second quarter, but they're down 21.
My goodness
Or
gracious.
20. 49-29.
Okay. I also have the Grizzlies +2. Game 2, they need to win. They're at home, Chris. They can't afford to go 0-2 to the Warriors, so I got the Grizzlies. And the Yankees-Blue Jays total runs under 7.5, that game up in Toronto tonight. So there you go. Bucks +5, not looking good. Grizzlies +2. And the Yankees-Blue Jays run total under 7.5 runs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you
Thank God.
Who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, speaking of the Bucks and the Celtics, we both said it's a must win. And my goodness, did the Celtics come out on fire. Rob, they jumped on Milwaukee right away, built an 18-3 lead, and haven't let up. They're up 51-33 with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. And get this. Giannis has been held to 4 points on 2 of 11 shooting, Rob.
Wow.
I mean, and this is without the Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart. So the Boston Celtics showing you a lot. They're hitting their threes, which we know Milwaukee's defense gives up the three.
Right.
And they're going to give you the three ball. They've already hit 9-14. That's 64%.
Well, that's unbelievable right there. That just
right. You don't think that's going
to
continue.
You're not going to be able to keep that up, Chris. So second
right.
half.
So they better lock him up defensively. They better continue to lock him up defensively. But a lot of the threes are good looks, open looks, and they just happen to be hitting them. But Jaylen Brown, Rob, leading the way with 20 points. Al Horford's got 9 and 5, and Jason Tatum 7. So it's really all about Jaylen Brown. And Grant Williams, great defender off the bench, 8 points himself. But more importantly, he's doing it defensively and kind of leading that perimeter defense for the Celtics. So looks like we could have a series, Rob. They win this, and now things are interesting. I will say this about the Bucks. Yeah. They get better as the series go on. Remember last year they were down 2-0 to Phoenix and Brooklyn.
And they were destroyed in game 2 in Brooklyn, Chris.
Yep.
Remember game 2? They lost
That's
by
when
30.
It seemed like it was a joke.
They
of
lost
a
like 35.
Almost.
It was or something. Yep. They lost like by more than 30. It was ugly. And they won a squeaker in game 3 in Milwaukee, turned the series around.
Yep. So they get better. So Boston definitely wants to win this game and even things up. But yeah, hopefully we get a good series, Robin. It's looking like that right now.
No doubt about it, and we do need that. We don't want these to be blowouts. These should be better. Same thing with the Grizzlies. I mean, they just lost a squeaker at home, Chris. You hope they can win and make it a series. You can't lose the first two games at home and then go to Golden State and then try to win in San Francisco. I don't think that's happening.
No, and I think the one series, I don't know, we'll see if Philly can make it a series. I think Phoenix gets rid of Dallas in five. I think Dallas is, you know, we'll get to them a little bit later, but I think that's the one series that could be a blowout, but hopefully the other ones are competitive. And so far, like I said, Boston coming out looking like they want to make this thing interesting. So we will keep you updated on that. We've got 2 hours left right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you are listening, you know what to do. Keep it locked because the Odd Couple is bringing the fire on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Keep her locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.